92.7.
Well, the city of Joburg is now on the hook to carry out air quality tests at the Kaya Sands landfill. The illegal dumping and burning of waste is likely to continue well into next year. Although the dump was officially closed more than a decade ago, activists claim so-called waste lords have turned the site into a lucrative enterprise, raking in millions every month through their crimes. Hot 102.7's Paul Ash has more.
No one knows for sure just how much money the waste lords are making from running the Kaya Sands waste dump. Estimates range from a few million rand a month to nearly 100 million a year. Dumping waste is allegedly only part of their revenue stream, claims activist Keith Elliott.
What we do know is that these guys that run the dumps are also involved in selling plots of land where land invasion is taking place in the area, as well as facilitating the illegal electricity connections, and heaven knows what other fingers they've got in what pies.
DA Ward Councillor Devin Steenkamp told Hot 102.7 News the dump's allegedly being operated by a syndicate.
They are quite threatening to anyone that wants to stop their business because they make a lot of money. It's estimated that they're also involved with illegal connections as well. So together with illegal dumping and illegal connections, it's estimated that they make 2 million rand a month.
Policing the landfill, which officially closed in 2010, is supposed to be up to the Johannesburg Metropolitan Police Department. But, says JMPD's Gorlani Fichler, the cops are spread too thin.
The city is facing a challenge with over 100 illegal dumping spots. The Johannesburg Metropolitan Police Department is aware of these issues. However, due to the sheer number of hotspots, it is not feasible to station officers at each location permanently.
The department's also hobbled by current bylaws that prevent the JMPD from impounding vehicles. All they can do is issue a 1,500 rand fine. The DA Steenkamp says this isn't a deterrent.
I have noticed that because some of these dumpers are making so much money that they can even pay off the fine within a day.
While the waste lords will probably fight hard to keep their lucrative operation, the court order compelling the city to carry out air testing may lead to this dirty business being shut down for good. Paul Ash, Hot 102.7 News.
Hot 102.7.